I will structure some workshops for you to be involved in, which will be an attempt to focus on increasing some of your counseling skills. Workshops are short relationship kinds of experiences with a focus on something, with a task or a goal. So I'd encourage you to relax, to work hard at working at the task, and to making sense out of the kind of focus that I'm attempting to have you experience. I'd like you to have available a paper and pencil, and it would be good at this time to maybe see that everyone in the room does have paper and pencil available. And if you do that, go ahead and stop the tape here. The first workshop that I want you to do is I would like you to get with one other person in the room, and your instructions will be to get to know that person. And we will take about 4 to 5 minutes to do this, so your time will be somewhat limited. And in your particular group, it might be that you know everyone in the room, but let me stress that that's okay. Just to get together with someone and to spend that time getting to know them kind of where they are at this point. So if you'll take 5 minutes to do that and stop the tape here. All right, now that you have spent that time getting to know someone, I want you to form into groups of six. And what that will mean is that you will stay with the person that you've just met or have just talked with and get with two other couples and form a group and sit in a circle, if you will, of six. And take a little time to structure your circle so that you're close together, so that you can hear each other, and so that you're all sitting on the same level, because there will be a noise factor in the room. And we'd like to avoid that as much as possible. So if you we'll stop the tape here now and form into groups of six. The task for this workshop will be for you to introduce the person that you have just met or just talked with. And I'd like you to keep two things in mind, facts and feelings. There are probably some things that you learned about the person, some factual information that you need to share to kind of tell who the person is. That's fine. There are probably also some feelings that you've had in being with the person for this past 5 minutes, some impressions, some thoughts that you didn't hear from the person, but you just kind of picked up. I'd like you to feel free to share those also. Now, the process of the introduction will be like this. I'd like for you to introduce the person you are with, and if at any point your introduction is incorrect, I would like that person to very politely interrupt and to correct you, and then for you to go on with your introduction. I'd like for everyone to be introduced first before there are any questions from the rest of the group or any discussion. Now, after you have introduced everyone around the circle, then go ahead and talk together briefly as a group while the other groups are finishing up. And it would be good for the person monitoring the tape to kind of be sensitive to all the groups, and when they are finished up with the introductions, to go ahead and stop the entire group. All right, if you'll stop the tape at this point and proceed with the introductions. What I've asked you to do in these two exercises is to perform a very simple and rather obvious illustration of what empathy is all about. In the first exercise, I asked you simply to listen to someone, to kind of get a feeling for where they are. And in the second exercise, I ask you to communicate what you heard. And in a sense, we're asking, how well did you listen? And how well can you verbalize or communicate those things which you were hearing and feeling? And that's what empathy is about. Remember, it's understanding the person and communicating to the person, to a group, that yes, you did understand. And that was the purpose of the correction, for the person to say, no, you didn't hear me correctly, but this is what I was saying. Now we're going to move to another illustration of empathy. And this is a listening exercise. Empathy is often paralleled with listening, being a good listener, learning how to be a good listener. And so in this exercise, I'm going to ask you to do some active listening. And here is the process for the workshop, the procedure for the workshop. I will suggest a topic, and then I would like someone in your group to state an opinion about the topic. And then before anyone else in the group can say anything, a person is to reflect back to that person what they heard them saying to the person's satisfaction. In other words, there will be a statement or an opinion, and then someone will reflect back to that person what he heard them saying. And you might even use the phrase, now if I hear you correctly, this is what I hear you saying. And then go ahead and state what you heard. And then the person who stated the opinion is to say either, yeah, that's right, that's very accurate, or else to correct. And I'd like to ask you to be rather hard with each other at this point. And maybe you would say something like, well, you know, that's part of what I was saying. You were picking up part of what I was saying, but I really felt you missed a certain part. Then go ahead and say it again, and then it's that person's job to reflect it again to your satisfaction. Now, when you have completed this dyad, then that section is completed, and then someone else go ahead and state an opinion and go through the same process. And I'd like you to keep each other honest in that don't just jump in and say what you want to say. If someone does that, just stop them and say, wait a minute, reflect back what you heard the person saying before you state your own opinion. So stick to the task, if you will, please. The topic that we'll use will be what it means to be a Christian. Now, there are some other topics that you can use or that you might go to, and let me just suggest a few. A topic such as, what is the gospel? Or something like, what is the place of drugs in the life of an adolescent? But I'd like you to at least begin with the topic, what it means to you to be a Christian. And state your opinion, and then the reflection and any correction, and then go ahead with other opinions. All right? Stop the tape here and proceed with the task. One of the things you realize when you go through a task on active listening is that listening really is hard work, and you begin to get into what empathy is all about. Some of you may have found it very difficult to hear someone who differs from you. Might have been very hard work for you really to hear what they were saying and to begin to feel what you think they're feeling. A lot of the times when we are listening to someone, we get about halfway through what they're saying and then our wheels begin to turn. And we find that we want to speak so badly that we kind of cut out on the last half of what they're saying. And then we jump in with what we have to say. And we're doing a couple of things. We're ignoring them to begin with. We're not treating them as persons. We're not giving them this respect that we've been talking about. And we're also cutting them off. And I'm sure in relationships that people really do feel this. But when you have to listen, in terms of an exercise like this, you begin to learn what it is to clarify and how important it is and communicating to a person, yeah, I really do take you seriously. Our society is verbal. At least the verbal part is a large part of it. And we have a lot of opportunities in listening to say to a person, I do take you seriously. I want to take you seriously. I want to care for you. So that's what this exercise is designed to focus on, and that's what empathy is all about. It's work. Let's move now to the condition of warmth and do an exercise having to do with unconditional love, with respect for a person, with warmth. And for this exercise, I would like for each one of you to write down one area of difficulty that you have as a person. And I think the only restriction that I will put on this is that it be a personal area. Anything from I have difficulty in studying to I have problems with dating or some relationship problems. I'm not really interested in what we would often refer to as depth. I really don't care that the problem is deep or superficial or whatever, but just that it's personal. And I would want to say that we're going to use these problems in our sharing, so keep that in mind as you write it down. And let's stop the tape here now and take a little bit of time for each person to write down one area of difficulty. Now for the exercise, let's proceed this way. I'd like for one person in your group to share briefly this area of difficulty. Take 30 seconds or so to share the area and to just very briefly tell what it means to you and kind of what the problem is. And then I would like for everyone in the group to give you some advice. Now, if you don't know how to give advice, then use this handle. And before you give the advice, say, I think you should, and then give the advice to the person. And I want to say at this point to please ask no questions. Don't clarify anything that the person has said. Just listen to the problem, to the area of difficulty, and then give advice. And I don't want you to give necessarily just sarcastic or offhanded advice, but think through it. And think about advice that really you feel would be helpful to this person and give them that advice. And then thirdly, after you go around the circle and all the advice has been given, I would like the person to respond to the advice. And I think you'll find as you listen to the advice that some advice is very helpful and other advice doesn't seem to fit. You're not sure quite how it fits in, and so you're having a little trouble with it. And so if you would just speak to the people in your group and indicate, well, your advice was helpful. And your advice, I don't quite know where you were coming from. I'm not really sure just how to put it all together at this point. And this will be phase one of this exercise. Share the difficulty, everyone give advice, and then respond to the advice. So stop the tape here, please. Now I would like to take a little different approach with this same problem. Now if you've gone on, maybe you used more than one person in that part of the exercise, which is fine. But go back to the first person or to one of the people that you did use. And I'd like to switch the approach. Now instead of giving advice to the person, I want to put the responsibility on the group. And I'd like you to counsel this person by listening. The listening exercise that we completed a little while ago. You as a group, some of you may have heard some things that the person was saying that you want to clarify. So I want you to counsel with the person, kind of, this is what I think you were saying, or I was feeling this from you. So clarify now by listening and stop the tape here. The main purpose of this exercise is to help you to see the place of advice. I think advice does have its positive and negative characteristics. Advice can be helpful. I think it can also be, well, I suppose we'd even say destructive in a relationship. I guess the point I would want to make at this time is that It's important that you have listened in order to give advice that is relevant. And I think we all know in our own experience times where we've heard advice from someone who really knows very little about us, but it's been helpful. But in the kind of situations that we'll be in counseling, advice can often come too fast. It can often imply, if you'll do this, then I'll accept you. If you'll be like me, or go and do this, without really hearing where the person is coming from and what the person is all about. It can be an attempt really to manipulate the counseling session rather than going to where the person is. We can be manipulating him to where we want him to be. It can be a very controlling kind of thing. I wanted to also contrast this kind of quick answer or being the answer person with the kind of listening techniques that we've talked about. And maybe some of you saw that how by listening and clarifying, you can oftentimes help a person come to, well, we'd even say come to some advice that is helpful, himself, or in the relationship with you. And I would just want to say that I feel that this is very important in this whole area of unconditional love and warmth, in this atmosphere that we're trying to create in a counseling situation. Let's move on now to the condition of genuineness. And remember, I talked about genuineness as being, as sharing ourselves, as giving ourselves away, as being congruent. And there are two areas of sharing that we'll focus on. The first is an objective sharing. You know, there are things that we have that we can give to people. As a family man with children, I have a family that's important to me. I can give that family to my friends. I can invite them into my home and have them participate in sort of an objective type of sharing. I can tell them who I am. I can share with them what I do. Objective sharing is oftentimes safe, and sometimes we even overlook the importance of it, but I would like to stress that it really is important. So we'll focus first on objective sharing, and then we'll look at a little more subjective form of sharing. For this first exercise, I want you to write down three priorities of your life. In other words, what are three things that you are living for? Three very important areas of your own life. Stop the tape here, please, and write down these three priorities. Now what I'd like you to do is to share around your group your priorities. And if you feel you want to explain them a little bit, do that, but do it very briefly. State your priorities and then move on to the next person. And when your group has shared their priorities, then go ahead and discuss it as a group. Maybe you heard something that interests you from someone else that you'd like to clarify. Maybe you felt something that you would like some information on or like to clarify. So do that at this time. Share your priorities, and then after everyone has shared, go ahead and discuss them as a group. And stop the tape here. The next exercise or workshop that we'll do has to do with subjective sharing. There are feelings. There are parts of us that are us and that are important to let people have. This whole element of risk, of a willingness to be a person in a situation. This is a little more subjective than actually sharing things like our home or our school or things that we have, our families, etc. But it's a very important aspect of being a person to people. And it comes up so much in counseling situations. Now, for this exercise, what I would like you to do is to talk together for 5 minutes without asking questions. You'll find this rather difficult at first, possibly. But let me ask that you stick to the task. And if someone asks a question in your group, just stop them and by saying, "That's a question." And then go on with the task of the workshop. Talk together for 5 minutes without asking questions. And stop the tape here. the purpose of not asking questions is, well, you're thrown upon the resources of yourself, your own opinions. You find there's an element of risk. Many of us in our conversations have learned to put a little hook at the end of it, and so we'll say something, and then we'll punctuate it with, you know, or isn't that right? And we kind of program an answer because we really want people to respond to us. But this kind of subjective sharing has an element of risk in it. And it's the unconditional part of love that we've been talking about. It's the genuineness. Because we give people ourselves, and we give ourselves away. And it's without any hope, really, that will be responded to or picked up. And that's what subjective sharing is about. I wouldn't want to say that questions are negative. I think there are negative aspects of questions in counseling. Questions oftentimes are the fastest way to get to information. I think that's obvious. But questions can also be an interrogation type of counseling. I think we really need to be careful of using questions in this way. It provides an awful lot of control in that, you see, if you're asking the questions, the other person has to provide the answers. And so there's a tendency that we go where we want to go. And the danger would be that we would completely miss where the other person is. So for this exercise, I was anxious for you to experience a little bit of the element of risk and to realize that sometimes we ask questions to fill the time, that sometimes we ask questions in a very controlling way and we might miss the person that we're counseling. Now, I would like us to do one final workshop, and in this one we will tie together these three conditions of counseling that we've been talking about: empathy, warmth, or respect or acceptance, and genuineness. So what I want you to do now is to write down three words for each person in your group. And let me say a word about this. You can choose any words that you would like to. Adjectives, nouns, a word like doorknob might be very descriptive or meaningful. A word like warm or hard or rock or lamp. Just any word at all that you feel fits the person will be okay. Write down these three words, and we'll take some time to do that. I'd like you to keep in mind also that we're going to share these words with each other, and that will be important. The task then will go like this. You'll write down your words, and then when everyone has their three words written down, I want you to share these words with each other. And this will mean that one person in your group will share all his words for everyone in the group. And as you get your words, I want you to write down the words that you get. When that person is through, then move to the next person, and he will share all of the words for everyone in the group. And you go around without commenting on the words or describing what you meant. Just give the words, and you go around till everyone has their words. And what we'll end up with at that point is that you'll have a list of words that are you, or at least that people are seeing or feeling about you. And when all the words have been given out, then I'd like you to discuss the words. Possibly as you look at your list, you'll see some words that are pretty consistent, but there's one word that just doesn't seem to fit. And so at that point, ask the person what was meant by that word. Or you might find that there are a lot of words that don't seem to fit. Or you might find that all your words are consistent, but they don't seem to fit with what you feel. And so you might want to check that out with people. What did they mean? Why were your words of this type? What does that say about you? So in this discussion period, use it to clarify any words that you have, any questions that you have, and you might even want to tell someone why you chose a certain word for them. So use this period for this. And I would like to suggest that for this exercise, that we take about 15 minutes, and that the person monitoring the tape be sensitive to the groups and trying to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to share all the words and then discuss briefly clarification or to describe what they meant by the word before you end the exercise. So stop the tape here. This exercise, as I mentioned, is designed to tie up these three conditions of counseling. And the way it does it is in this way, the empathy question. How well did your word understand the person? How well did it fit the person that you chose it for? Were you able to choose a word that really does say something about that person? And then in terms of the warmth question, how did you give the word to the person? And how did you interact with them later on about it? Was it in a way that they could use it? Was it in a warm or accepting type of atmosphere? And then the genuineness question, was it a word that you really felt? Or was it a cop-out for you? Did you use it because of group pressure? Or did you use it because you really didn't know the person and you just wanted to say something positive? And let me suggest at this point, going back to what we said about genuineness, is that, you know, group pressure is a real thing. I wouldn't want to suggest here that you're not to yield to some sort of group pressure. That's okay. The reason I told you that we would share the words in the beginning is because that oftentimes will say something about the words you choose. It's important for you to know that. It goes along with the thing about genuineness, being sensitive to the people that you are with. So in this exercise now, I've tried to tie up the three conditions of counseling. And in the exercises themselves, the purpose was to focus on one of the conditions and then to share with you, to help you see how you can improve your own counseling skills and become a better counselor.